Hi, welcome here at Decoding Love. I have Dina next to me. Hi, welcome back at Decoding Love. Today we start with a couple of motivational basics, and then we will move on and get deeper in the coming sessions. Dina.
I'm already curious because I don't know what we're going to do now, so please tell me.
I guess that's a good start. So, perhaps, what is Python all about? Well, Python is a programming language and it is very widespread. It is super easy to work with, and it can get you going very quickly. So as you can see here on the screen, we have a variable that we are assigning some items to out of real world. We can interact with it, we can sum numbers, we can print items, we can iterate over it, we can have even functions. And in the coming weeks, we will explore how you can do this yourself to automate your business problems. We will be working in the ecosystem about Python and data, the PyData ecosystem, and you will over time explore more and more tools there. If you want to learn more what we are doing, you can find us on the webpage decodinglove.tv. Our motivation, and there is actually a blog attached. Let me lock this so I can even show it. Let me go back. So there's a blog attached. And over time, we will try to have content with videos here in the blog and also on the podcasting website for easier consumption. We still have to build this out. I hope you bear with us and you will enjoy the show and the learning and grow alongside with Dina. So we were talking about the PyData ecosystem, and let's jump right back here. Dina, can you let the welcome banner move away? And this stream here is still private, but eventually you can join us live on YouTube, and we will also add your comments like this one, for example, to the show, and then discuss it, and then hopefully also answer questions as they come up. So we were talking about the PyData ecosystem and Decoding Love, a blog. What we will be using is the PyCafe for the start. That is a tool that allows to very quickly and easily explore Python as a programming language without a lot of hassle. So there is no need to install anything or have anything prepared on your side. So you will have an easy introduction. Cool. And what you should also know, we have show notes that accompany us here. So we have a YouTube page. I see. Still a bit for getting used to it with you on the side, and I want to have you in the spotlight like this. But we're going to make it eventually to be more streaming native. So let's switch to GitHub and put us into the corner. So we have show notes. So we have this organization that is named Decoding Love. But in order to show it, I have to unlock it here. So we have this organization named Decoding Love, the project Decoding Love, and in there you will find a lot of things. So we will over time explore what all of these things mean and reference. But most importantly for the start, here are notes about the show. And we will share certain links and discussion items or perhaps summaries also here, so that you can be sure to follow along with Dina. So I was talking about PyCafe. Let's dive right in and start our first minimal example. And this is a lot of code here on the left side. But I don't want to go too much into the details for now. It's more about showing you the outcomes, what is possible to achieve with very little code. Here you will, for example, see a title statement. And if you go now over to the right side of the screen, you will basically see that on the right side of the screen, this title statement can be rendered like a big title. And it's looking rather nice. Let's change this and type here decoding love.
Can I have a question? But can you use this code only on PyCafe, or can you use it also on some other places? I don't know where.
Yeah, this is a great question. So this interface that we have here, this is particular to PyCafe. However, the code, that is something you can use on your own machine, laptop, infrastructure, server at home, or perhaps at work.
Yeah, but with which program you need to use this?
This like is something we will cover. No, this is something we will cover in the coming sessions. Okay. This is just about getting a bit of a feeling of what it is and how things are connected. And to make sure you don't get lost in the details and you lose motivation. So here we are, and we can have a simple code that is rendering a bit of text that is perhaps taking an input and then interacting with us. So we are requesting for a variable. Let's go over here and check this out. So it's asking us for the name. Dina, do you wanna type your name?
Mm-hmm. Opa. So.
Yeah. So, and you will see, if you click enter.
Should I?
Yes. The name that we have just collected here is used when, and it can do something with your code. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. I already know these kind of examples.
Even better. But we have to start somewhere. Instead of having a textual input, we, for example, could have a slider and then do something with the slider. Dina, please explore the slider here on the right side. What is happening? Can you drag it over?
But you don't see the whole thing, you know?
Yes, you have to zoom up a little bit. And I have to fix the zooming.
I think we need to zoom out, huh?
No. We need to lock the window. So here's the slider. As you can see, we move the slider, the numbers are counting, but also this chart, this plot is changing and adapting. Yeah. I think that is the main takeaway message here. It's really easy to get started with Python.
And you understand what happens there if we value?
So if you want to understand what happens here, let's just look on the left side. So we have this slider value. And first of all, we store the output. Right? Here we type the slider value is, and you can see it on the right, and you see the output in green, counting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a chart, and the chart includes just random numbers that are plotted here. And the interesting thing in this particular tool that we're looking at, that is actually Streamlit, is that whenever we change something on the top, the bottom stuff is also refreshing automatically. So if you change the number, so instead of 73, we select another number by which rotating the slider. A new set of random numbers is created when the plot is redrawn for us. So imagine a business case where you perhaps in the world of energy have to conduct some pricing exercise of a new offer. And you could perhaps upload a ready-made Excel sheet with a couple of parameters that are relevant. And then you have a couple of options depending how safe or risk affine the investment should be over the pricing. And then you can quickly have this kind of runbook where you can, from the start to the finished offer, perhaps even with a button send email, could process this request. And what I want to share with you is how easy certain things like that can become.
I wanted to understand what is this calculation that the value influences, but I don't see the calculation. Do we need to understand it also now here?
So the calculation is actually literally what I'm highlighting here. So it is
Okay.
just a random set of numbers, but every time we refresh with slider value, it's currently updating this random set of numbers. So it's rather boring, but
Okay.
it looks cool.
Yeah.
And I hope that it shows you how powerful things can be when we are connected, but simple to control and process. This is, I think, good enough for a quick motivation. Why to use Python? How can be an easy way to get started with it? And in the coming weeks, we will deep dive the principles of Python. So next time we meet, we will discuss basics of a programming language and then move forward from variables to functions and then data and then solving real-world business cases. We have some really cool problems already queued up. With that being said, see you next time. I hope you like what you see here. And for first and foremost, want to follow along with Dina.
Looking forward to
I'm sure you will become a data expert.